it ends up being is a pretty like manageable, you know, sort of to-do list, not something that overwhelms me. But it still contains all the information that maybe in the future will be important, but it doesn't get in the way. So I think that's a big advantage of OmniFocus versus pretty much any other task list manager.
You're listening to The Omni Show, where we connect with the amazing community surrounding the Omni Group's award-winning products. My name's Andrew J. Mason, and today we learn how Marco Anastasov uses OmniFocus. Well, hello and welcome everybody to this episode of The Omni Show. My name's Andrew J. Mason, and today we're honored to have Marco Anastasov with us. He's the co-founder of Semaphore and Operately, writer of Signals, where he explores the craft of building better teams and products. Marco has been a longtime OmniFocus user who brings a thoughtful blend of engineering precision to everything he creates. Marco, it's really exciting to have you here with us today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm very excited to talk about productivity and OmniFocus today.
Before we dive into that, talk to us a little bit about your backstory. I actually got to hear one other interview, and you're originally from Yugoslavia, correct?
That's where I still live, but I'm a co-founder of Semaphore and Operately. Both of those companies are international and remote first, so fortunate to kind of just work with people all over the world and make a little dent out there.
And that's exciting. Talk to me more about Semaphore and Operately. Talk to me more about what are the companies known for? What do they do? And, you know, if you're just level setting somebody on the elevator and, you know, they're asking, hey, what do you do? Share a little bit more about what these companies are.
By trade, I'm a software developer, but yeah, entrepreneur now for almost 20 years. Semaphore was really born out of like what was previously I with my co-founder, who I still work with to this day, Darko. We had some kind of failed like early Web 2.0 startups. Then to actually earn a living, we got into consulting in web development, and it was a period when we we're sort of, I would say, owning our craft and growing as really maturing as software developers, because we were just like straight out of college. As part of that self and continuous improvement process, we came across this practice of continuous integration, which in software development means like you're testing everything all the time. Basically, you have some automations that run some scripts that verify that your applications work. So there, we saw an opportunity basically back in the day, this was around 2011, to build something for that that works like, that's very easy to set up and runs very quickly in the cloud. So back in those days, making, you know, useful services as a SaaS was a, you know, pretty big deal. So this was a time where, you know, GitHub was already pretty big, and there were also great platforms for deployment, but there wasn't something in between. So we chose to do something. That's when, you know, my journey as a serious product builder and kind of builder of product companies started. Because anybody who gets a little bit of traction, I guess, learns quickly that it's not just a product, you also need to build a company in parallel. So
let's switch over a little bit and talk to me more about how you came across the Omni Group or OmniFocus as well.
Well, I've been a Mac user also for many years. And for anybody who's kind of curious, like what is some of the top quality software out there for Mac, you inevitably come across OmniFocus as a, you know, in the area of task management. So I've been aware of it for a very long time. And then in times when I found myself getting a little bit overwhelmed and with like rudimentary, to-do lists in like plain text files or whatnot, I decided to give OmniFocus a try. So I know there is like a tweet that I posted like when I maybe installed it for the first time, which was like 2018. So I remember that. Like that's the year. It was a time when I had to juggle sort of, I was still making things, but also I was also obviously a manager. So
talk to me a little bit more about maybe your current typical workday, and, you know, does OmniFocus have a place in that? And if so, kind of just how your regular day might unfold.
My day nowadays usually starts the night before. I like to go to bed with a pretty clear idea of what I'm going to start doing in the morning. So I usually open OmniFocus to get a clear sort of perspective on the whole kind of landscape of things that I'm, you know, working on and responsible for. Sometimes I don't, because frankly, maybe there's an ongoing project which is like absolutely top of my mind, and I know the first next thing is going to be, you know, problem or task that I need to tackle. But I do review OmniFocus on most sort of evenings, just to make sure that I don't even do like weekly reviews almost anymore, because I just kind of go through things pretty quickly on almost like a daily basis. What's changed relatively recently is I've never been much of a calendar person. I would just keep my calendars empty and just have like meetings and kind of that's it. But recently I did start as a completely different operatively as a, you know, business management, like a company operating system kind of a application. And there's personal and family life, of course. So my core sort of split in OmniFocus is along the lines of those responsibilities. So I use folders and to separate these, and then maybe have one more level of folders for, you know, different areas of work in each. But when I know that, okay, next morning I'll be working on Semaphore, and then, you know, I just basically click on the or tap on that folder in OmniFocus, and that's all I see, you know, so I'm not, it's pretty manageable. And so similarly, I've started using like a calendar to sort of just keep track of how I spend my days. This is where also partially like technical quirks come into play, because you usually have multiple Google Workspace accounts, for example, or something. Like, I've started recently using a Notion calendar. I found it pretty lightweight, and it can connect very well with multiple like Google Workspaces. For compliance reasons, like at Semaphore, we've made like connecting to Google Workspace a bit more complicated. And so for some reason, like macOS has become a little bit buggy in that area. So I no longer can have a reliable connection to that account.
I want to pick up on something you just mentioned too about, was I correct in hearing that you use the calendar in some ways to almost journal how you did spend your time versus how you're actually planning your days moving forward? And if so, has that become instructional for you to see how like actually time ended up being allocated?
Yeah, I kind of approach it, I guess, from both sides. So during the evening, on most days, I would flag a couple of things that I wanted to do that are on OmniFocus. I would also have a block of time in the morning for like, because I, you know, most days I do like deep work in the, you know, up till lunchtime or a bit further. I like the feeling of like allocating that, like creating that event in the calendar. It sort of like gives me a feeling of being in control. And then as the day unfolds, I just sort of like create events for different things. So nowadays we are actually starting like a third thing, so which is not yet public. So there's a lot of moving pieces. It sort of keeps me in the check. I've also kind of sometimes look at things from like, I invert, like look for like the negative visualization. Like when, for example, on Monday, I would imagine it's Friday. Like what would be a completely terrible situation to be in? Like, and then I say like, maybe on this project, we haven't even like designed the first iteration of this new screen maybe that we're working on. And then like on Wednesday, you would think like, actually, if I don't like do something with my schedule, it might actually end up being like that. So that's why I do these things, to just like have a visual, a bit feedback that, yes, I have these like big chunks in the morning. I do succeed in like protecting that time, and it's not even maybe protecting my time, it's just like being focused myself and not steering away.
Not a whole lot of people use, the avoidance to trigger positive behavior for yourself, you know, like I don't want that to happen. So because it's Wednesday and I haven't done anything on it, shoot, if I don't do anything, then yikes, we're going to be in trouble here if I don't kick things into gear real fast.
Yeah.
And so with this mindset, you've kind of held yourself up by your own bootstraps, saying, you know what, I know that I might sometimes do more to avoid a bad situation than I will to like draw myself toward that positive situation. Like, yeah. There's something about that that's really interesting to me.
Actually, I think I've found a lot of times you succeed by like doing things to avoid failing. So you have to sort of lose yourself in order to find yourself. And I think personal productivity is kind of like that.
Do you do any like tagging or perspectives in OmniFocus, or is it just very much a simple, you know, task manager, and that's the structure that that suits, you know, serves you best?
So there was a time when I used all of that, and I bet I don't anymore. I found that I sure like and sympathize with the idea of like categorizing everything that you do. When I was stretched too thin, like the most in my career, I at one point actually bailed on OmniFocus, and I started with a Google Sheet and just like ended up creating charts and like looking at like my time and types of activities from different angles. But in such situations, like there's no tool in the universe that can really help you. You can only help yourself. There are times when I don't use OmniFocus for like 2 days, maybe, or three, because I'm just like lucky enough to not have too many other things and I can just focus on some creative thing. But then I know I there's a place that I trust, like a system that I trust, that's like a true list of all my ongoing commitments. When you look at that, you just have to be honest with yourself, like, okay, how many things can I possibly like move forward effectively? On the other hand, if you are working in a team, and sometimes you actually have to realize it's 50% me, but 50% maybe we don't have the right skill set in the team, you know, and you have to sort of change something in that area. And I use it mainly as like folders and projects. And I don't use custom perspectives. I started by having like just two contexts for like maker and manager, but I don't even apply that anymore. It just doesn't work for me, I think, personally, because the moment I start categorizing the little things, then I want to categorize everything, and it's kind of gets in the way of flow. So I've just sort of over the years learned what is my right measure of categorization, and that's it. But I do use, what does mean a lot to me are these like types of projects or deferring things, because it's really helps me clear the view. So for example, I would have everything that I have related to operately, but there's a maybe project which is just like a placeholder for ideas, and it's all kind of on hold. Or there are things that are kind of sequential, so I use the sequential type of a project or a task with sub items. And so when I focus on that whole area, and then I go into that mode where you're like viewing only what's available, I have a pretty manageable list of things that are like, and I also sort by importance. So like my top priority is the first on the list. It ends up being as a pretty like manageable, you know, sort of to-do list, not something that overwhelms me, but it still contains all the information that maybe in the future will be important, but it doesn't get in the way. So I think that's a big advantage of OmniFocus versus pretty much any other task list manager.
We almost conflate everything with anything, thinking, well, if I put anything in there, that means I can accomplish everything. And just because everything's in there doesn't mean you can do everything. It just means here are all your options that show up. And so I so sympathize with, you know, let's keep it as simple as possible. And it's not even honestly as structured as I'd like it to be, but I know myself well enough to know that if I spend more time on the system than working in it, then I'm not going to get the results that I want to get in life. And so kudos to you too. You know, not right now, you're like, you know, I have discipline, that's great. But, you know, also the sense like, hey, currently I know myself well enough to know that the best thing for me is sometimes just a simple list that helps me focus on the right things.
Yeah, 100%. I think this distinction that you mentioned, like working in the system versus on this, like, or in the company or in the company, they lead to completely different outcomes. So when I'm thinking about all these topics, I usually have in mind my 10-year younger self, or just somebody kind of approaching these questions for the first time. And I think it's almost like What I could say is, like, you know, it's okay to, when they say focus is the most important, and it's like a total cliche now, but it's true. and saying no really is important, but it's very hard. Well, like when you're in the trenches and you're like, you're maybe being asked to do stuff, or you just like think it's the right thing. And it is the maybe the first time that you're in this sort of cycle. And so you have to like burn a little bit to understand your limits. When I compare, when I was feeling most energized at my company versus not, it's when there is like one big goal that they're like, we're all working on, like one big thing, like one big initiative, or maybe it's a crisis and it's maybe not so fun, like on this day, but it's very like engaging, and like towards the end it becomes also very fun. I'm kind of seeing it as a pattern in like personal like stuff, and I think that's probably like if you look at somebody like Elon Musk, who is obviously like the champion of world champion in how many companies he can like oversee and work on and so on. Like what's he doing all the time? Like he's just recently announced a new company, like a software company, called it Macro Hard, like the antithesis of Microsoft. And what he's doing is like opening like a, literally like a war front. And his motto is like, we will absolutely fail unless we take like drastic action. And so it's his way of like putting the whole company in this sort of like one big thing that's like most important. It doesn't have to be that dramatic or that kind of on that scale, of course. But like when you know like what is the one most important like really thing for you, it's not so hard to organize the rest of the things. You know, like mm-hmm. It's okay that maybe I need to go to notary, but it's okay if I don't go today because I had like a really productive thing going like for the first 5 hours of my day. And if you are just approaching everything kind of equally, like every inbox, every little thing that you need to do, you're working in the system versus like really making a difference.
Maybe one final question. What is it in you or what about you? There is this desire to be as productive as you possibly can be. I love hearing where this comes from for different people. What would you say it is that, you know, shows up in you that says, you know what, I want to make sure that as I go throughout the course of my life, not that I do as many things as I possibly can do, but that whatever level of potential that I have or whatever level of impact I can make on this world, I really want to make sure that I make it.
I would say it's important to ask yourself this. And to me, the most fulfilling version of myself is like when I can realize my ideas at the rate that I get them. Oftentimes it's idealistic, like something you can just aspire to. Yeah, I am personally driven by just first is like computer geek. So I like making stuff is obviously in the digital space, but like I'm driven by making stuff. As long as I get to feel that I've like exhausted myself in that side of me, like day in, day out, I'm happy, you know. So it usually means that, and going back to your previous point, like, maybe like the fundamental sort of guardrail is like that there is, maybe it's not even like, okay, try with three goals, but like have one, which is like, it's non-negotiable that you do your best job at that one thing. And then these second or third are like, okay, let's try, but I cannot guarantee my best level or like the fastest execution or like fastest turnaround. I also think like we've talked about productivity and efficiency, but there's this whole other side where like, I think, okay, if you work for like hours and hours in like deep focus mode on something, it's absolutely fine to just like lay on the couch for like half an hour and do nothing and stare at the ceiling. Like that's as important. It's not, absolutely not every single like moment of your day should be tracked and recorded. And like, unless it really helps you, like it doesn't help me. Like it's always like a yin yang situation. You always got to make sure you have that other thing that sort of helps you reset and just start fresh every day.
Marco, I appreciate you hanging out with us and sharing a bit of your wisdom. You can definitely tell that some of these lessons have been hard won, but if anybody's willing to listen to them, I believe that they'd be better for them. If anybody's interested in staying in your orbit or hearing more about what it is that you're up to, how can they best connect with you?
Follow me on X/Twitter, Marco A, my username, or find me at my website.
Awesome. Marco, thank you so much again for hanging out with us. This has been great.
Great. Thank you, Andrew.
Hey, and thank all of you for listening today, too. You can find us on Mastodon at The Omni Show at omnigroup.com. You can also find out everything that's happening with The Omni Group at omnigroup.com/blog.